Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio.
Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avi Na and Braden.
Welcome, Nail Pros. My name is Afi Na, and it's time for another great broadcast on Nail Talk Radio. And this evening, it's not something you're going to get in a trade magazine.
Well, at least not yet. This is another hot episode of Nail Talk Radio. My name is Braden Yar, and I'm so happy to be spending my Sunday evening with all of you right here.
That's right. Every Sunday. All right. Well, let's talk about tonight's topics.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're listening live, grab one of your mobile devices, one of your extra mobile devices, and go to our website, nailtalkradio.com, and click Nail Chat. Then log in using one of your social media accounts, and you're going to be right in our chat room with other like-minded individuals.
Absolutely. It's a great way to, you know, vent and share information, so it's always great to see everybody in the chat room. So getting right to it, we've got cruise news coming up. Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise, part 7th, and it returns January 15th of 2017. Of course, we're thrilled to announce the lineup of educators, which you can see at www.ntrsea.com. Cabins are selling incredibly quickly. So if you want more information, just head over to ntrsea.com.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that cruise in January 2017. Don't forget, payment plans. Everybody can put on a payment plan.
All right. Well, tonight, our main guest is C&D co-founder and style director, Jan Arnold.
Well, first, we will interview a blogger gone pro with Michelle Cole, the voice and nails behind ManicTalons.com.
That's right. Now, last week, we had an Azatour on the show, and he offered our listeners the opportunity to win some of his luxury nail polish. The giveaway winner? Rachel Robbins. Congratulations, Rachel.
Yay! Congrats.
You're walking away with a set of Azatour nail polish as well as a jewelry kit to hold them all in. So congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So our education update Soft Landings is proud to sponsor the following information. 2016 will be a big year for nails-only trade shows, but the next two shows coming up are Nail Pro Pasadena, which is April 17th, and the Best Little Nail Show Texas, which is April 23rd, 25th. Donna Shore, my partner, and I have created a nails-only trade show that will be making nails history.
That's right. You know, because most education classes in the industry are dominated by heavy chemical vapors and a lot of dust, too. Even though we tend to be nose blind, why should you be exposed if you don't have to, right?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. That's why we have asked AeroVex Systems to outfit our classrooms with their source capture and salon air purifiers. Now, basically we want you to smell the difference. And even though these units are brand new, AeroVex will be giving $500 off each one at the end of the show. I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's the one that works. Salon air purifiers are at a show price of $395, which, like you just said, is a $500 discount off the list price of $895. They're also doing 6 of the latest generation Healthy Air Slim Nail source capture systems that have that dual intake, the dual intake arms. Those are just at $535, and they're regularly over $1,000. So nail pros can take the system with them, or you can arrange shipping for just $50 per machine.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty fantastic. I'm very excited about this. All right, so on to more, making history. It's time for the text to talk. That's Associated Nail Professionals. They are partnering with Nails Magazine via Salon Magazine and Nail Talk Radio. It's the first ever Tech Talk event where you're going to want to meet other nail professionals, share your challenges, while helping to elevate the industry.
That's right. You know, the Tech Talk event will be an open forum with roundtable discussions among industry leaders, nail professional veterans, and, of course, those new to the industry as well. We'll be discussing what's working, what's not, and how we can elevate the industry. This is an event you won't want to miss. All are welcome and encouraged to attend, which is Saturday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Central Time.
That's right. It's moderated by Michelle Mullen, publisher of Nails and Viet Salon magazines. And you know who the table facilitators will be? We have greats like Doug Shoon, Holly Skippers, Lucian Henderson, Geneva Holcomb, Linda Nordstrom, Elaine Watson, Maisie Dunbar, and Risa Carter.
And, of course, yourself. You'll be there as well.
Okay.
Now,
well, you go ahead.
The Tech Talk actually is going to be happening at the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event as well on April 31st. Now, the Tech Talk event and roundtable is going to be moderated by you as well, right?
That's correct.
And
as the
cool
lead
thing
moderator.
About these, and the cool thing about these Tech Talks is at each sort of city that they're doing them in, there's a brand new set of professional nail techs to help lead the discussion. So at the one in Willamette, they've got Amy Becker, Elaine Watson, Lisa Ann Bowles, Shalina Robinson, Allie Baker, Jessica Briarmoon, Lisa Wong, Alan Torsha, Kristen Dutcher, and Risa Carter as well. Now, if you want more information about these, you can go to nailprofessional.com and look at the events.
That's right. Both of them are listed there on nailprofessionals.com, the Texas and the Willamette Valley. Just click on the appropriate link and it'll take you right on over to register. Now, we'll be right back with Michelle Cole from Manic Talons.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
LCN is offering some very innovative new technology with BioGlass Gel that doesn't require bonding agents. This gel stays put with zero lifting. I've been client testing this product for 3 weeks, and the results are worthy of this mention. The BioGlass ceramic technology was developed in the 1970s, and it was used primarily for bone fractures, hip replacements, and more recently in dental implants as the glue to adhere bone fragments together. It's not rejected by the body, but readily accepted as part of the bone or nail plate, helping the nail, or in our case, nails regenerate the keratin that it's attached to. For more information on this amazing new product, visit LCN.com USA.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Several days ago, Michelle Pugh from Nails Over Coffee periscoped about a campaign that Preen.me was running in conjunction with CND. The campaign was to get professional products out to top bloggers in the nail industry. Well, it was brought to Michelle Pugh's attention that these bloggers were not specifically licensed pros. This sparked a huge public rant and social media outcry from professionals and bloggers alike. So tonight we have Michelle Cole from Manic Talons to explain to us exactly what a blogger does for our industry. Michelle, she's the voice in the nails behind ManicTalons.com. I don't know if we told you that, but she was born into the industry from the consumer side out of a love for gel polish and nails in general. But her passion basically took her from the nail art right into professional. And we have her tonight on the show. So let's go ahead and welcome Michelle so that she can kind of give us some insight on both sides of the fence. Welcome, Michelle, to Nail Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'd like to ask you just a couple of questions so you can help us understand. What is a blogger, and can you explain that for people new to this new media?
Of course. Bloggers are an extremely new, well, not extremely new. They've been around for quite some time now, but bloggers are really taking the media by force. A lot of people think of bloggers as do-it-yourselfers or as, you know, a non-professional, But in reality, a blogger is a journalist. Most of the time, bloggers are people who are doing it for a hobby, but they do adhere to journalism standards, and they have a huge amount of reach. A lot of the consumers follow bloggers because we do put our opinions out there, and we're not governed by bosses or anyone who can tell us whether we have to be nice or if we can just be real and share honest opinions on products. So that kind of is what a blogger is. Blogging is really an interesting, I guess, subset of media and journalism because it's more like an op-ed style where we can take products, we can review them, we can share our opinions on them, and we can drive consumers to pretty much anywhere we need them to go, whether it be a product that is out there for the do-it-yourselfer in the consumer market, or even a product that is a pro-only product that will drive consumers to salons.
So how does a blogger help a pro then?
Okay, let's take the basic idea, as I understand it, behind the CND Preen.me campaign. With the general idea behind it was that these bloggers would create looks that they would then show on the Preen site, as well as showing them on their own blogs and in their own social media. And with these being products that are not readily available to a do-it-yourselfer, the idea there is that they're going to see the look, and the consumer is then going to seek out a salon that has the shellac product and can recreate the look. As a professional in the salon, I constantly have clients coming in, and they'll bring a photo that they found on Pinterest. And most of the time, those photos are created by bloggers, but they're looks that are really resonating with our clients.
Mm-hmm. This has been happening for quite some time, I know. We've had many bloggers on our show. It's very interesting. Some of the top bloggers in the industry that, I'm quite surprised at just how much they get their hands on things before we even do. So, but tell me, what are the responsibilities of bloggers? I mean, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the responsibilities really fall under the spectrum of journalism. You know, there's a lot of truth in journalism. There's a lot of research that goes into what we would blog about. Of course, you know, with anything else, there are bloggers that take that as a more serious responsibility, and then there are the ones that are out just kind of having a little fun. But when you have a blogger who really does take it seriously, they research the products, they learn about the companies, they really put their heart into it. For example, if I receive a polish as a press sample, and it's one that I'm set to review, I spend hours researching, I test it, I photograph it, I edit the photos, I then write about it, I spend hours promoting it. So let's say I have one gel polish that was sent to me. Retail value for salon is about $14. I've put over 2 hours into that one polish. And these aren't things that we get paid to do. It's pretty much we're paid in product. An interesting thing that I think a lot of your pros don't realize is that when we receive these products, it's almost like a barter. So it would be like if, someone cut my hair in exchange for a manicure. So the products really are considered payment, and we also have an IRS responsibility with it. So we have to claim those as income on our taxes.
Really?
We do.
So if you are given $75 worth of product and you have to, put it on your website and blog about it and take all these pictures and things like that, that $75 you're paying taxes on.
I am, yes.
Wow, I did not know that. That's very interesting. And, Braden?
Well, I was going to say, how would an audience choose a professional or good blogger to follow?
Well, I mean, it really all depends. It's an interesting blogiverse out there, to borrow a term that's recently come up with the Maniverse. In the blogging atmosphere, it really depends on who you're drawn to. Some bloggers are more professional and write more like a journalist. Some are more like take a tone like, say, just a friend chatting over coffee. Some are funny. Some are not. Some take pictures that are really true to life, kind of what you would expect if you put it on your own hand. Some use better photography setups that are a little more, or should I say maybe a little less realistic. That helps you choose, which bloggers to follow, which ones are more like you, you might pick a blogger who has your skin tone, for example. Because, you know, if I have pink undertones to my skin and someone else has yellow undertones, I'm not going to see the colors truly how they would look on me. So that's, you know, something that's considered as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, some bloggers take off. Some bloggers are, you know, a little lesser known.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, I mean, most of the nail professionals know of the top bloggers out there. And it's obvious when you go to their websites, you know, who's really doing their job, because they have lots of advertisements. And, I mean, most of the bloggers I know have two jobs, because blogging doesn't typically is not supporting you 100%. But when you were a non-professional, I mean, before you decided to go pro, were you able to receive pro-only products?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Did you have to, were you, I mean, at this particular point, were you, did you have to show your creds? I mean, did you have to prove that you were, you know, had the journalistic integrity to?
And beyond that, were you given instructions on how to use it as a non-pro?
Okay.
Or did they
yes.
just sort of send you the product?
Well, it really kind of depends. Some companies would send you instructions, some would not. Some would expect you to have the knowledge of the product. But going back to the question there, when these companies would reach out, they ask for a media kit. Every blogger that is working with companies and receiving press samples will have a media kit, and that includes, you know, kind of their Google analytics statistics, and saying, okay, we have this many visitors to hit the site every month. This is, you know, how many the average blog post gets. This is where we share them out onto social media, so there are more impressions than just on the blog. How many followers? It really gives a good picture of how much reach a blogger has, and oftentimes we're selected based on that reach. Now, small bloggers do get a lot of press samples as well based on their target audience. For example, I blog in the gel polish space primarily, so I'm more likely to get the gel polish companies and those types of products instead of, say, a regular lacquer, just because I don't really blog about lacquer very often.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of determining factors, and a company really has to do their research about a blogger just as much as a blogger has to research the company.
Very good. Well, that's all very enlightening.
Now, would you say that there's any pressure to post a good review for receiving these products?
I think there is. There's definitely pressure, and a lot of people may crack under that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to rip a product. If you know that it's a product that is just not really a good one, there's something wrong with it, writing that review can be very challenging because you know you're going to get a lot of pushback, and you also know as a blogger that your opinion can make or break a company, especially if it's a small company. So
right.
There's definitely pressure to give a positive review. But at the same time, you know, even more than our our responsibility to the company, we have a responsibility to our readers. And really the reader is our biggest client. So if we put something out there that's not true or something that's not thoroughly researched or we put out bad information, we're misleading that reader. And that reader is, you know, depending on us to make an informed decision over whether to purchase or seek out a service or even use the product at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, you know, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on our show and explaining a bit to us what it really means to be a blogger. I think that was sort of a gray area for a lot of people to try and figure out exactly who and what your industry does for our industry. So thank you so much. Also, thank you for coming on our show and telling us a little bit more about it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, I have a thought for our industry. You know, we hold our pro companies to the highest standards, right, Braden? I mean, we really
we,
do. When they,
we sure do.
Well, I'm curious to know how many of us only use 100% professional products. And I'm talking about including polish, acetone, nail art. I mean, Would it be too much for me to say I think that the majority of us out there have some non-professional products in our salon? I mean,
I would think
that
that's
going too far out
fair.
There?
Not at all. I mean, think about it. We had that
well,
whole discussion
I'm sure some
on Sharpies
people.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, that's correct. Sharpies. I mean, there are some things that we just naturally, I mean, that's how products that we use end up getting adapted to our industry. Well, mm-hmm. then my thought would be is if a professional only company said, you know, all right, so here, you know, we're going to give you a contract that says, you know, if you, you know, stand by these ethics and, you know, you have the integrity and the character and you say, I'm going to use 100% professional in my salon, absolutely, and not use anything from that's not professional only, then we will sell only to the nail professional. But otherwise, I mean, we're not using it, right? We're not 100% pro, really. So, I can only speak for myself. I'm just saying, I'm just kind of going out on a limb here. Would that happen? Would nail professionals say, all right, that's great. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to hold you to the same standards. But I don't think that's happening, really.
No, I wouldn't think so. I'm following. I don't think so. Well,
okay. Well, we're going to break for a commercial and hear from Famous Names, SE, and Associated Nail Professionals.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
This is Jen reporting from the Tweed Street. The latest is, I think, bizarre nail craze taking off in Latin America involves women gluing scorpions to their fingernails. The baby scorpions are killed with bug spray and the stingers are left on. They're then glued to the nail, then encased in skin and venomous, even after they have died. A video of the manicure went viral after it was uploaded to Facebook. And since then, it has really taken off in Latin America. Best of luck with that, ladies. Best of luck.
You know, the first half of that faded out. I didn't catch the first half of that, except for the, you know, on Facebook. Can you say that again? Did you catch it?
I actually followed it. Yeah, she's talking about the brand new beauty craze in Latin America, which is up right at your alley. I'm sure you have some coming in. Who are gluing the scorpions to their fingernails. And and according to the article I'm reading, it's with venom so deadly it could kill in 15 minutes, and they're encasing them in fingernails. So, hey, I know, I'm sure you've got an order coming in, though, right?
You know I have for my Athena Rocks. You know I have scorpions, and they're dead when you're putting them in the nail, by the way. But
things can still remain venomous even after they die. So yeah, if someone is not very careful, like, you have to be like, really careful with them.
This is very true. This is very true. That's what tweezers are for. But thank you for that. That's a good one, though. That's a good tweet, Street. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Right.
Well, hey, I'm sure you'll have to put a little warning label on your Athena rocks, right?
If you, I get it. It's already printed up. All right, so let's get right to the brass tacks here. We want to welcome back to Nail Talk Radio, CND's co-founder and style director, the always fabulous Jan Arnold.
We sure will. In just a few minutes, when she is actually here with us, I know that she's just about to come on to our show.
That's right. I think that we are we're running a little bit.
You're just ready jumping to go. I know we're all excited to talk about this because it really has been a hot button topic this last week. Social media.
It definitely has been a hot topic on both sides, you know, really of the spectrum here. We've got people who are learning about this blogger thing for the first time, and mm-hmm. we've got people who eat, breathe, sleep, and the vision with mm-hmm. professional only, not understanding what's going on. And, you know, I mean, this is a big wheel. Our industry is a big wheel. It's mm-hmm. not just about fingernail polish and nail art. I mean, it's huge. And there are so many, don't we just network, pardon me, with what? I always say 0.001% of the industry. I mean, the people that are listening to us on a regular basis, the people that we, you know, on social media.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nothing.
The trade shows. I mean, the only people that we do actually see at the trade shows or see on Facebook are the ones who actually care. And unfortunately, and it really is sad that our industry does have a large group that just punches the clock and doesn't actually,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
show up for the education or show up and care about these issues.
You know, I agree with that. I think what I would like to see a rally behind is these people who are truly kitchen table manicurists, nail techs, who are on Instagram, and the only way that they accept appointments are via email because, you know, they're not set up to do professional work because they're not professionals. And that's not to say, please, don't anybody, you know, shoot the messenger here, but it's not to say that some professionals, you know, don't do their business that way. I'm not saying that only professionals use an appointment book, et cetera. Some people just use their calendar on Microsoft, and maybe that's how they do communicate, is by email. But listen, there's so many of them out there. I mean, I have, not too long ago, Braden, someone messaged me and said that she knew that a nail tech was a person who was a kitchen table nail tech, had contacted her, wanted to get her nails done. And basically she knew that she wanted to get her nails done because she wanted to figure out everything that she was doing, that the professional was doing. She said, should I take her business? And I said, that's a really good question. Do you know for sure that she does not have a license? She said, absolutely. I said, well, then turn her in. And then tell her, you know, tell her how you feel. And what would you do, Braden?
You know, that's a tough situation. I mean, the non-licensed pro working and charging for nails, that's obviously way outside of their scope. But it does take all types in this industry. I'll be the first person to admit that when I do nails, it is part-time on the side at home. And I have a pretty regular clientele who comes to see me that way. So it all depends.
And,
you know,
and your license. Your license.
Fully licensed,
there's a difference. We don't call them non-licensed pros. We call them non-licensed individuals.
Correct.
But, you know, that's very interesting. But I don't know. Some people, you know, some people lash out. Some people get hotter than a burning stump, right? Like we've seen here recently on the internet. And one of the things I have to say is that, you know, professionals really hold themselves to a different caliber. Mm-hmm. Some of the comments that I've seen over this from nail professionals has been absolutely just, I mean, wow doesn't even, I'd like to reserve wow for great things, you know, but mm-hmm. really it's just jaw droppers, some of the things that I've read and the, you know, what do you think?
I absolutely 100% agree. It has been quite the ride this week. You know, those who are maintaining a level of professionalism and who understand the issue, and then those who don't. So it has been quite the week.
Well, I think that if you're a nail professional, it's really important to act as a nail professional. And we're not talking about just, you know, using correct terminology and things like that. But, you know, we're not all going to agree on things. And I think that when you get upset, you clearly get out of whack. You let your emotions take over. Then you end up saying things that, you know, you might not think are bad, but really other people are looking at you going, really? Oh, I'm going to stay clear of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I believe it's time. Are you ready?
Yep. We're ready. Let's hit it.
All right. So Nail Talk Radio is proud to welcome back C&D's co-founder and style director, the always fabulous Jan Arnold.
Hello. Hello. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Welcome
back.
That's cute. I love the applause. Thank you.
Welcome back to Nail Talk Radio, Jan. We get into all the latest and greatest that C&D has going on, we want to know, it's a lot. There's a lot going on, as we know that we were just with you in America's Beauty Show in Chicago. But let's take a moment to discuss something really important to the industry. C&D is currently the best topic among nail professionals and bloggers due to the recent campaign with Preen.me. So, Brayden?
Well, I guess we want to know, Jan, what do you think exactly went wrong and what's being done to rectify the situation?
Well, thank you. First of all, I really, really appreciate you giving me the floor to talk further about a most unfortunate situation. I'll start by saying C&D was founded almost 37 years ago, and as a matter of fact, our anniversary happens to fall next weekend on Easter Sunday. And since that time, we have upheld my father's founding doctrine of being completely committed to the nail professional community. Nail professionals are my family, and I would never, ever do anything to intentionally upset or confuse them in any way. And while we appreciate and embrace everyone who loves nails as much as we do, from nail enthusiasts to DIYers to our licensed nail professionals, our intention for this specific campaign with Preen.me was to reach a wider network of licensed nail professionals and therefore further grow our own community of dedicated pros. Unfortunately, there was confusion around the fact that this campaign was designed and meant for licensed nail professionals only. And when we first discovered the error, we acted quickly to publicly respond to what we knew at that time. But now we know that it was not at all that anyone misrepresented themselves. And so I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to say that I am truly sorry for any confusion my statement may have caused, particularly for the bloggers. And, you know, when, Brayden, when you asked, you know, what happened, what was the campaign, you know, there was really never any confusion as to the intention of the campaign because shellac is meant for licensed professionals only. But it was in the execution that the miscommunication took place. So Preen.me has been in contact with each person who received C&D shellac product. They explained the error, and they're in the midst of rectifying the situation.
All right. Well, can you tell us, what do you want to say to nail pros who are confused and upset about the situation?
Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity again. Well, at C&D, our pro commitment has not and will not ever change. And I mean that most sincerely. And it means the world to me that I have this opportunity tonight to restate that. And I would like to ask all pros to please accept my apology and to continue to have faith in this commitment that we have shown for over 37 years. And that commitment is unwavering. And in 37 years, a lot happens in the industry, but we are absolute 100% diehard pro.
Well, you know, thank you so much for that, Janet. It is nice to see a company who is so committed to the nail professional. So, now that we've got all that cleared up, Sandy really did have an
and
amazing...
Thank you. Thank you both for allowing me to make those statements.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. You know, well, back to America's Beauty Show, C&D really had an incredible, amazing presence there. So tell us more about your experience in Chicago.
Well, it was a dynamic, exciting, explosive weekend with so many great events. I would say for me the highlight were two events, one on Saturday night and one on Sunday night. First, the fourth annual Beauty Changes Lives experience took place Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it was Nail's Next Top Nail Artist Awards and Party. And I'm really proud to say that C&D was the title sponsor of this fantastic competition. It was rigorous. It was interactive. It was amazing to me to watch these contestants battle it out for the coveted title of Nail's Next Top Nail Artist. They won cash, product, all kinds of product prizes, and life-changing career opportunities. So to witness that and to be a part of it was incredible. So on Sunday night, we gathered, I think there were maybe 250 industry influencers, nail manufacturers, and TNA alumni in attendance for the awards, the announcement, and the party. And I'm sure all of you were watching that Winnie Huang was officially crowned Nail's Next Top Nail Artist Season 3. So it was so exciting because I think the competition was completely neck and neck, all for different reasons, you know, tremendous creativity and artistry and personality. So we really throw petals out to Winnie Huang. She did an amazing job. And then, now, during the finale, there was a multi-phased finale challenge that was given to each of the finalists, and that challenge was wrapped around a fantastic cause in our industry called Beauty Changes Lives. This is a nonprofit organization designed to build awareness of the extraordinary richness of a career in beauty and as a nail professional. And so with that in mind, there were two separate challenges. The first one, the top three contestants were asked to do a little research on Tippi Hedren, who is credited for pioneering the Vietnamese-American nail professional movement in the early 70s. And, in fact, recently, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, C&D started a nail scholarship fund in Tippi's name to attract and reward folks out there who are wanting to become nail professionals. We raised about $220,000, and the scholarships that were awarded up to $5,000 per person to cover the cost of their nail school. So the contestants did a full set of nails, telling the story of Tippi, telling this amazing story of diversity that we celebrate within our industry, and that kind of got the finale started. And then followed by the second part of the finale challenge, which is where they were each asked to create four dynamic sets of nails inspired by the beauty industry and Beauty Changes Lives in particular. So it was all different mediums, lots of different topics, But the final set called Shout Your Beauty were the nails that the finalists walked down the runway at the BCL runway event on Saturday night. And there were many companies, I think 10 mm-hmm. or 12 companies, mm-hmm. that sponsored this beautiful runway event. We were lucky enough to sponsor the Nails Next Top Nail Artist finalists. And as their models walked down the runway, I mean, these models owned the runway.
Oh, yes.
They were.
They had choreography. They had attitude. And you'll have to tell me if you agree, but I feel like Nails totally stole the evening. Like, it was a crowning glory moment.
Well, I
absolutely
think they did.
100%. Yeah.
Right?
It was interesting because, you know, we're so used to seeing, I mean, we're so used to looking at clothes and looking at hair when they're walking down, looking at their makeup. But these three models that came out, they rocked it so hard. You knew, I've got goosebumps right now because you knew that when they came out, that's what it was all about. And, you know, it was nice to see so many nail professionals in the house as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what was really cool for me is when those models walked out and they strike their pose and they showed these amazing nails, not just the nail people, but the entire
mm-hmm.
room erupted with applause.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
we're very familiar because we were periscoping live the entire
fabulous.
We had to let our listeners know what was going on, so that was just so fabulous, and I am looking forward again to next year's event.
Oh, it'll be even bigger and better. And I have to just give a quick shout out to my team behind the scenes. In particular, Christina Sandon served as our chief master mentor behind the scenes for the next gens, for the finalists. She produced the runway activities, supported them in every way. And we were also proud that Tori Bastian was backstage, lending her backstage support. And the finalists were graced with Lavette Cephas, who came back and wished them luck, gave them all a big hug. So we had the who's who of nail champions in the room for sure.
Yeah, it was a pretty remarkable two night event, and I just have to say that the Beauty Changes Lives scholarships are very incredible. I've been mm-hmm. blessed to be able to judge the essays for the last 3 years.
Ah.
So I really felt it felt personal to me with Beauty Changes Lives. And it's amazing some of the things that I've read. But, you know, if you guys are not familiar with it, you'll want to become familiar. And if you have the time, they're always looking for people that can, nail professionals that can read these essays and learn why an individual would put themselves through school with so many different types of situations happening in their lives and learn a new trade or get started and why they need their scholarship paid for. So it's pretty incredible. I like it.
Well, and Asana, I'll just add to that in so many states across the United States, it's very difficult for an aspiring nail professional to get the funding to go to school because so many of the states, the nail program is under 600 hours. And anything under 600 hours in any profession does not qualify for federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to these scholarships, in many cases, I mean, this either makes or breaks the ability of the young person or the aspiring person to go to nail school. So my goal, if I can just state that, I mean, we've raised $220,000 to date. My goal is to raise $1 million, and anyone out there who would like to donate, they can go to bcl.com. They are instituting a direct way that you can commit funds to get the word out. I mean, here's the goal. I can see a future where when a young person, man or woman, young man or woman, goes to their parents and they say, you know what I want to be when I grow up? I want to be a nail professional. And what we want the parents to do is to jump up and down with joy, to mm-hmm. know that they have chosen such a rich and rewarding career. So mm-hmm. that's the mission of BCL, and I know we're going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. Now, you also debuted a number of exciting new launches during the show. Can you remind us what you have coming down the pipeline for all of us pros?
Yes, it would be my honor. Well, we officially debuted our summer 2016 color collections in both shellac and in vinylux. The collection is called Flirtation, and these colors are really, really cool. I think I want to call them sort of the summer's new nude, because it's a beautiful creamy palette of very soft yet spirited pastel shades. So they're sort of equal parts coy and confident, but they're really like fun. They're complementary. I think the summer nail will be a slim oval, not too long, maybe a medium length, sort of glazed with these tender shades of coral, lilac. We have a beautiful sky blue, just easy breezy, like perfect summer colors. And the collection, again, comes in both shellac, our 14-day wear line, as well as vinylux, which is our 7-day line. So I think they're super fun, and we also had Art Vandal in the booth, but Flirtations was the big news.
They sort of remind me of like a macaroon cookie almost. There's those fun, vibrant colors.
Totally. Absolutely. That's the perfect visual. I love it.
You mean macarons?
Macaronis. Love them.
The one bite cookie. That's funny.
We also, I might as well keep going. Yeah, we have more big news.
Oh, absolutely. More big news.
More big news beyond color. We launched a brand new spa line called C&D Spa. And this is a line that features beautiful botanicals in a 4-step process that supports both manicure and pedicure. And the 4 steps effectively prep, purify, perfect, and restore hands and feet to just add on services to a shellac manicure. It could be the precursor to a vinylux pedicure. But what I love about this line is that there are two primary fragrance pillars, two very unique fragrance pillars. One is called Gardenia Woods, and it features like soft white florals, like jasmine and gardenia, but they're grounded with sandalwood, and the smell of gardenia woods, it's really sophisticated, not too flowery, very, very grounded. And then the other line, which is much more, I'll say, zesty, is bright citron. And this is pink grapefruit. There's honey. There's, again, it's this beautiful kind of zesty but grounded fragrance. And I think what these products do, the 4-phase products, is it enables the nail professional to create add-on services based on the amount of time a client might have. I mean, I think when we first launched Spa Pedicure back in 1996, it was considered sort of prestige and luxurious. It was really expensive to get a spa pedicure. Mm-hmm. And now everyone gets pedicures, but not everyone has a lot of time. So mm-hmm. we've structured the line so that when a client comes in to get her re-shellac, as an example, the nail pro can say, how much time do you have today? Can we add 5 or 10 minutes and do a refreshing scrub or take a few minutes to apply the mask? Let's brighten the skin. And I think, you know, because of the beautiful fragrances, it's an opportunity for the nail professional to truly offset stress that the client might have. We even suggest when the client comes in, ask them to put their phone down and put the mask on their hands. Ask them to take a deep breath, release the stress of the day. I mean, we seriously feel like a great mani or a great pedi is the offset to daily stress, and especially for those clients that don't have time to go in and get a full body massage. This can be like a little mini vacation for them. And then real quickly also, we still have our targeted cucumber heel therapy treatments, both our intensive callus treatment as well as our famous cucumber heel therapy lotion, which is just packed. It's like a vitamin pack for dry callus skin. So our spa line is available now. We debuted it at the show, and I hope everyone really enjoys it.
You know, Jan, I was lucky enough to sit in on your presentation of the spa line, and one thing that you said to me that really resonated was that in 1996, when you did launch the Marine Spa line, less than 3% of a nail technician's income came from pedicures. So I went home and did a bit of research. That number is up to 29% as of last year, which is an astounding increase.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, how fast our industry is evolving and growing, really. So those spa products are...
Thank you for remembering that stat. I even remember it anecdotally when we unveiled it to all of our educators. They came in, they knew we were unveiling something exciting. And it was, by the way, the Marine Spa Pedicure was the first ever systemic approach to a full spa pedicure line. And I remember our educators walked in and they heard it was pedicure, and half of them ran out the back door. Like, we're not going to touch feet. They're dirty. And in fact, what we've learned is that feet actually is two of the parts of the body that are the most clean. We bathe, we shower, we clean them, we protect them, we put them in shoes. By contrast, our hands contact with our phones and money and all kinds of things. So it's amazing that back in 96, there was a fear of touching feet. And today, it's a third of our business, which is amazing.
Right. Well, it's actually the main part of my business. And, you know, the whole, I love feet. So anything new for feet, I'm definitely in for. Well, you know, I got the first hour with you in a new committee meeting, and then you jumped out and ran to the meeting that Braden was in. And although I'm sorry I missed that, I was still pretty excited about the new committee formed. Do you want to say anything about that?
Well, yes, I loved, and by the way, Athena, I'm so happy you're on the committee, but Paul Dykstra, who is the executive director of the ABS show, on behalf of the Cosmetology Chicago board, he called a meeting of all of the, you know, the best nail influencers that were present at the show to come together to talk about creating a certification that elevates and advances the state of the profession and really communicates not only to fellow pros but to the consumer on our high standards, our commitment to universal sanitation, our commitment to protecting and respecting the natural nail, like really coming together to get the word out that we're not an upstart category anymore. We're serious, we're dedicated, and we're professional. And I thought that the dialogue was passionate. I think the commitment is the right commitment. And I think we're going to be able to really protect the future of the nail profession through these efforts. So I was so proud to be a part of that. Very excited.
Very excited. Year-long project, and everything should be rolled out by next year at the Chicago show. So we're pretty excited about that. And, well, I mean, you know,
well,
this
Jen,
is...
You actually had one more thing that launched at America's Beauty Show, and it was your creative
play
line.
I thought you would never ask.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you to talk
gosh.
About this.
We were busy. It was a
busy
weekend.
Show.
But yes, so the ABS show was our official debut of a brand new lacquer line called Creative Play. And Creative Play, it's a nail lacquer that is fast drying. It's a traditional nail polish system. It comes complete with a base color and top coat. But what really makes Creative Play, I think, unique and special is we're launching with 80 dynamic, vibrant colors. Like, we really wanted this line to be fun, to be playful, like no analysis needed. You know, the client can come in, pick their favorite color. The line also features 10 unique finishes. Everything from chunky glitter to fine shimmer to metallic. It goes on and on. Also, I think nail pros are going to love the brush. The brush is, I want to call it fluffy. It's a beautiful, fluffy brush. The lacquer goes down like velvet. Like, it really has a good feel to it. And the coverage and opacity of it is extraordinary. But the reason we launched it is that it really completes our portfolio, our family of color brands. So now I think Creative Play is really dedicated to the young or the young at heart. It's that client that says, I want to pick a color, I want to change it tomorrow, and then I want to change it again two more times this week. And so it goes on easily, it comes off easily and completely. And it really fuels that sort of the mood of a playful client. I would say Vinylux is that seven-day manicure where it stays on seven-plus days. It's that client who wants to book every Wednesday at the same time, you know, like diehard. And then, of course, we know the shellac client goes 2 to 3 weeks. They can live with the same color. In fact, it's the convenience of time that they really treasure with shellac. So we're excited because we have a new little sister in our repertoire.
Yeah, they really are fantastic colors. And, you know, it's nice that someone can come into the salon and say, hey, I'm feeling green today, and just walk away with that, you know?
Exactly. And even if you have, you know, warm or cool skin tone, we don't care. If you're feeling green, you should have green.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go for it.
I
call it ready to change polish, because whenever you're ready, you can go for change.
Go for change. And you know that we have those clients, you know.
Sure.
If you put something that lasts too long on them, they're going to come back and say, take it off, I want to change it. And now they can. I mean, I think it's, you know, a whole new category of client that we can thrill and delight. So I think that's it, you guys.
Yeah,
I think
that's it.
I think you got the whole Scooby-Doo.
I think we did, too. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been so long since you've been on our show, so we're glad that you came back and cleared the air for us. And, you know, we look forward to having you back on the show again. And this time, we don't want it to be so long.
I agree. And, you know, I have to mention to both of you that the last time I was on the show, you gave me a Nail Talk Radio T-shirt that I fell in love with, by the way. And it's what I wear when I run, because I run every day, 2-3
mm-hmm.
miles. And you were kind enough to send me several, so it's still my favorite running shirt. So I always have you close.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome, because it's interesting. I had put maybe a week ago or so put that picture of you in the T-shirt on Facebook, and it sounds like we probably need to give you a couple more shirts.
Maybe. I think it might be time. And may I just say, I'm so proud of you guys. Congratulations on your growth
and the mission that you have. I think you are nothing but extraordinary for the profession and as an inspiration to everyone. So thank you for your commitment.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Our team thanks you, Ellen and Kate and Jen, who cannot tell you here on the radio. So we're saying thank you for them as well.
All right. Well, thank everyone. And until next time, thank you so much.
Until next time. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Braden?
I'm glad that we had a chance to clear the air because it really was quite the week, I'm sure. I'm sure for Jan, I'm sure for everyone, bloggers and nail techs alike. So it's nice to hear that it was just an honest mistake and that they are actually taking the right steps to clear it up.
I would also like to mention that Michelle Pugh of Nails Over Coffee has, I've seen it several times. She has, you know, she realized that, yes, she was very passionate about something that she, you know, found out about, and, you know, it was kind of just the tip of the iceberg, apparently, but she has, you know, said repeatedly that she wished that she had been in more control of her emotions when she was doing that Periscope, and that the whole burn C&D thing is she's removed and taken, you know, she's gone through necessary steps to stop promoting what it was that happened. And while she is not sorry that she was upset about it initially, she does realize that she had, she went too far. And, you know, I tell you, I have respect for that because one of the things I think is important to know is that we all mess up. We all make mistakes. And if you can say, please forgive me, or you can realize that you had made a mistake and, you know, you put it out there, I think that goes a long way. Well, it does with me anyway. So I think that we are going to bring this entire topic to a close. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to spend any of my time reading and partaking in any of this. I got too much on my plate coming up anyway. So.
Well, the air has been cleared, so we don't have to worry about it. And we've turned on the Aerovax. The air is clean.
That's right. I'm sucking it all up. All right. So before we go, I think we have one or two more things to get to.
Well, we do. I want to talk to you guys about Max Estrada's new E-Nail Couture product. They've got a brand new monomer that is scented like cotton candy, which is on sale for a limited time. It's cotton candy. Yeah.
Wow.
He's all about the fun fragrances. So his new monomer, cotton candy fragranced, not flavored, is on sale for a limited time for $24.99 for the 16-ounce bottle. There's, of course, free shipping in the United States on orders over $99. So if you're interested in getting this hot new product that is flying off of their shelves, head on over to enailcouture.com. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Well, we are also looking forward to seeing Buddy Sims and Tats Printer Imager. They're going to be at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas, and we hear that they are on the precipice of launching something so top secret that we can't even tell you about. But you can go to tatsnails.com. That's T-A-T-Z, nails, N-A-I-L-Z.com, and learn more about the printer.
Absolutely.
Other than that, well, it looks like we're going to be in the show early tonight.
Well, absolutely. I think we've got a few more minutes to talk, but let's talk about America's Beauty Show and how much fun that was.
Oh, my gosh. America's Beauty Show was crazy. Well, first I want to tell you that, you know, I found out at the last moment that one of the events was really schwinky. So Kate and I went to rent the runway. That was fun. I have to talk girl stuff first. We went to rent the runway, and basically I rented a Halston dress for $75, and I got the rental for 4 days, and I never in my life have I picked out a dress so fast, like 15 minutes, literally.
I was going to say, you guys were out in the Uber and then back within 2 minutes.
It was crazy, and we both, we went to that the events. They were so much fun, but I will have to say that the event overall, the show, was a huge success. Mm-hmm. I loved Nail Central.
I did too. And, you know, I think from the second we walked in, you knew that something was up, something was different. You know, we've talked about it before. Sometimes or oftentimes when you go to a trade show as a nail tech, it is tough. Nail companies are all over the show floor. You know, you got to pull out an app to try and find the things. You know, you're trying to ask a question. There's a disco beat behind you, or literally, I've been dodging cans of flying hairspray. Because, you know, hairstylists are giving huge stages, and so it's nice because America's Beauty Show, unfortunately, in years past, was similar to that. But they did take the time to listen to the Nail Elevation Committee, which consisted of Ashley Wilcox and Diane Diaz, and what their mission was to improve the trade show experience for us, the not so lowly nail tech. And I think they did a bang-up job on it, really.
I do, too. In fact, I think that next year we're probably going to see twice the amount of companies, nail manufacturers, nail companies, attend this show as this year. Because everywhere that I have been seeing, everybody has said the same thing. They loved it. It was spacious. It was comfortable. It was easy to walk from one to – and talk about being able to really get – some good one-on-one education. We made it around several times to all of the booths, and it's a big show. I mean, the show is huge, and it just, you know, it always surprises me. I mean, I know that there's not as many nail companies as there are probably hair companies. Would you say that's right?
I would say that's 110% correct.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, so I know that we're not going to be as large as the hair part, but we're over a $9 billion industry. We should be treated like we bring in $9 million. You know what I mean? A billion.
Mm-hmm. A billion with a B. Yeah.
Nine billion.
Mm-hmm. And I really do hope that the other larger trade shows do follow suit and take a look at what Nails Central was, because it is vital to prove to us that we are a major consumer in the professional industry.
That's absolutely right. You know, the show that we had before that we were walking the show floor. I mean, you know, I think that Chicago realized that they didn't want to get eaten up that way, and they made the necessary changes and listened to nail professionals. And that's what I like, is that they had nail professionals on the show. I mean, you know, on the committee, the Elevation Committee, listening to them as to what it was that we, you know, would want. And so I think that's pretty. Hey, listen, I want to mention your recap with the fingernail fixer on her blog. It was really awesome, Braden.
Yeah, you know, it was such a privilege and an honor to be asked by Holly to be a guest blogger for Nails Magazine. Holly was doing manicures in the media room. I was fortunate enough as well to get a digital media inspired manicure by Holly. The pictures are on my Instagram as well as Nail Talk Radio. And so, of course, since she was, I don't want to use the word stuck, since she was busy in the C&D classrooms all weekend long, she asked me to go out and cover the show. So again, I was very lucky and very blessed to be able to cover that for Nails Magazine on Holly's Fingernail Fixer blog.
I read that, and I was having so much fun reading your account of the show that I was like, oh, my God, Braden, you should have your own blog. But it's so cool that you got to do that for – and I missed Holly. I mean, that's how stuck Holly was. I mean, I missed
busy,
her. I didn't even
busy,
see her.
Stuck.
Okay,
busy.
She was stuck being busy. How about that?
Stuck being busy, absolutely. And I think it was a way – I mean, there were a lot of people at the show who I know, even in the 3 days, you and I didn't get to see, because it is such a busy time for us. But it is nice to be able to visit, you know, our friends and family on the trade show floor. Of course, we got to visit the Famous Names booth and see everybody there. We did an interview with Young Nails with Greg on Periscope. So we definitely kept busy, of course, as well.
That's right. It was fun. It was fun going from booth to booth doing Periscopes. I know that most of y'all said that you liked it and you enjoyed it, and it was a lot less chaotic, I know, than what we had done prior. But Periscope's a great medium, and I think that like any medium, any media that you choose to use, if you do it in the right way, it could have really great benefits, right?
Absolutely, for sure. Now, another thing that I want to touch on is the Nails Magazine's Next Top Nail Artist Awards, because I think it really does need to be said that those three girls, and I took a few photos of them, and I don't think they realized, but the camaraderie that they had, they were all holding hands throughout the the entire ceremony, and it was really touching to see the level of friendship that they had developed. You know, if you followed their Instagram accounts, you saw how much fun they were having together in Chicago, and I don't think that always in competitions it's like that. So, you know,
no,
there's always,
I agree,
the claws can tend to come out. So it was a beautiful thing to see just how professional they all were. I think professional is a great, great word for it, because they all really did care and they all wanted each other to win, I think.
And it was amazing when Winnie won, because they had held hands for so long that when she was giving her, you know, standalone acceptance, I mean, we were applauding her. She wanted the other girls, Sarah and Selena, to come up and stand with her. And they were like, no, this is you. Yeah. So that was pretty amazing. But we got to show our NTR scopers behind the scenes right before these models walked out onto the runway, which was very exciting. But I tell you, the whole experience was so much fun, and, you know, I really like being right in the mix, as you know.
Of course, we all do.
That's right. We definitely like that. It was a lot of fun, like seeing all of our friends as well. And I think we should mention that America Warnack said that all of this ABS talk is getting her so excited for Premiere, and she said, go Braden. So will you be covering Premiere? This might be
sure,
a new
sure
shtick for you.
Well,
aside
sure will
from
be
Nail Talk Radio, I mean.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I'm
okay,
team NTR,
very
you know
good
that. I think we also need to give a huge shout out to Nails Magazine senior editor Beth Livesay and CND's, of course, Jan Arnold, because they really did a fantastic job hosting the awards ceremony at the Roof restaurant or the Roof bar at the Wit. You know, they held quite a swanky party.
Erica and Michelle Mullen and Cindy Drummy. I mean, the entire crew at Nails Magazine was just amazing. And we had a lot of fun with them. And it was, like I said, I'm looking forward to next year.
Absolutely. And what a fantastic venue. It's listed as one of the top three rooftop bars in the world, according to Travel and Leisure magazine. So it was a fun night all around.
It sure was. All right. So let's see. What else do we have? I guess the last thing that we have to talk about was Texas is coming up quick. I definitely want to make a comment about the Best Little Nail Show Texas and the Tech Talk event. If you are an AMP member, you get in for free. That means you don't pay $20 for the Saturday night event. But if you are a nail pro, you're in school, educator, you're a vendor, then you have to buy that $20 ticket, and that's actually gets you a lot for $20, by the way. Couple drink tickets, food, and the ability to help be part of the movement for change in our industry. And then what else right after that?
Directly after that is the Willamette Tech Talk as well.
That's right. So that's coming up for the West Coasters, Willamette Valley Nail Tech event. But we can talk to you a little bit more about that on our next show. And I think that we're just going to wrap for the evening. And you can stay up with our Facebook page and find out what's happening, what's going on. I guess that's pretty much all we have for you this evening.
I think that's enough. We've had a big show.
I know. It's this whole day just planning for this show. I'm like whooped. But, you know, that's how it goes. Well, you know what? We want to tell you from the Nail Talk Radio crew, Ellen, Kate, Jen, myself, and, of course, Braden, we want to tell you thank you so much for your support of our show. And we will see you, or we'll be broadcasting again next week, like usual.
We love you guys. So
very much.
Tune in next week.
Okay.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, We thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Shook it off. Done. And there's no place like home, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.